Welcome to the Spirit Aligned Leadership Program, Legacy Leader Podcast. Today, we are featuring Circle 2 Legacy Leader, Diane Brown, Haida from Haida Gwaii, British Columbia, from a January 2021 interview with Program Associate Francesca Pine Rodriguez.
Greetings. I am Francesca Pine Rodriguez, and I am the Program Associate for Spirit Aligned Leadership Program. And today, I am honored to interview Diane Brown. Diane Brown, also known as Gwaginaud, has lived her life in close relation with the land, waters, and wildlife of Haida Gwaii. The remote cluster of more than 150 islands is about 80 miles off the coast of what is now British Columbia. It is where Diane grew up speaking only Haida, gathering foods from the sea, learning about medicine plants from her mother. The first lesson she took from her elders, she recalls, was to have a relationship with and a respect for everything. A culture and language holder of the Eagle Clan, Diane is the youngest of only 19 fluent speakers of her ancestral language. Serving for 28 years as a community health representative, better known in Indian country as CHR, Diane sometimes did 21 home visits a day, primarily to tribal elders. After retiring from being a CHR, Diane's real work began. She co-founded the Skidgate Haida Language Immersion Program, along with a small cohort of remaining fluent speakers. Together, they developed an immersion curriculum and created valuable learning resources that are used today. Now in its 21st year, the elders continue to guide this generation and future ones, recently publishing a glossary of more than 30,000, yes, you heard that right, 30,000 Haida words and their English translations. She helped create the Skidgate Language Nest, which early on teaches mothers, caregivers, and babies the Haida language. She works with young women to realize their true self and identity, and she also co-founded the Mentor Apprenticeship Program. In 2019, she received an honorary Doctor of Law degree. Diane inspires me because she has always stood strong for her Haida way of life. She has testified in courts, hearings, and gatherings, and is not afraid to stand up to powerful forces. In 1985, she was arrested during a high-profile protest of the destructive logging industry. Diane and the elders believe that they had to protect their island or it would be like dominoes for the rest of the world. Thank you so much for being with us today, Diane. Would you like to introduce yourself in your language?
Gwaginaud hanudi kiraga. Kayaslanas adu di kirawaga. Di kaga. Kasai itman ulaga. Yet Haida keskiu lani yang. Lau itman ulaga. Wagen di kahak achugen. Jatildrau we gaisahitsu Henry Young Digi Istagan Kira Ga Aras and Sudaraga Di Tauka Adusl Nauga 55 years Tada 55 years o Gurat Alang Naudi Waginga Digitlang Gahaga Yuansu Digit ka jada o iji. Wagen digit ka isangas put out as hanlas in kiraga. Wagen gahaga iwans digit ka jada o jada sting ladara. Dit ag inglang o iji. Wagen di put out as ng isangas o Eating a sting or loss and dara. Oh, ag ingrung stansing or dara. A tea gooding at you and boat stoga. My Haida name is, one of them is Guaranat, is one of our more recent ones. It's a very old family name. The past chief, Mr. Saul Wilson, said, this name came from the beginning of time. And I didn't fully appreciate that till I studied more about our histories. And I got another name from Kikidayas. I believe that translates to Prince of Peace. He died in 1965, I believe. He was the last trained Haida storyteller, rigorous training. When we lived in longhouses, they would know when this child was born that he would be the storyteller for this house. So they would start taking them when they were little and training them until he could tell every legend and creation stories and raven walking stories. They would tell it to him, the whole story, and then the next night, everyone in the longhouse would be called and be maybe 50, 60 people. And he would be made to retell the whole, one of the whole long creation stories. If he made even the littlest mistake, the night was over. Everybody had to go to bed if he made a mistake. And so, you know, he wouldn't be very popular because everybody's all settled to hear these stories. And so a very difficult training, I think. I've learned a lot off him. He lived right across the street from us. And he gave me Jatildakau Guigaishahits. That's a mountain woman to whom the tide rises. My first baby name was Gitgangunks, and that just means looks like a doll. Or, and then I got the second one, Jatildakau Guigaishahits. My third one came from the Arisakirawai matriarch, Hazel Stevens. As I did my CHR work, she didn't like me going away, but being a CHR, I had to go for a lot of training. And so she called me Jat Hitbunks, woman always flying around. And that was at a potlatch as well. It's sort of more powerful if it's given at a potlatch, the names. So that was my third. My fourth came from my auntie Audrey, because she holds it as well, at a gathering. She gave me Guaranat. And that's the one I use because it's an old, old, old family name. It's probably the principal woman name that we have. So I'm very honored to hold it. And it makes you always think of what I'm holding. I'm holding my history in that name, and I can't do anything to spoil it. And the most surprising name I received was at a memorial potlatch. A very dear elder that I worked probably almost every day with her during my 28 years because she had a lot of problems. It's It's a terrible story what happened to our people medically back in the day. She lost a granddaughter and was mourning for the granddaughter, and the doctors here sent her away to Vancouver, and they put her on a real heavy-duty antipsychotic medicine. And we didn't have regular doctors. We had some that would fly in for a month and fly away. So nobody bothered really to look into what she was taking. Like as a CHR, I got the medicines from the doctors and I made sure she take them. And I didn't know they were as powerful as her. And she was on them for well over 20 years. And it caused her to get Parkinson's disease. They were so strong. But that's just one little story of what happened to the elders during my 28-year stint. So it was at her memorial that her son stood up and said, Joe Tulip asking me to give Diane this name 30 years ago. Because he died 30 years ago, Joe. And Joe instructed him to give it to me at his next potlatch. And this particular tribe or clan hadn't potlatched for just about 100 years for certain reasons and whatnot. And so Henry Wilson got up at this feast and asked me to get up because Joe Tulip had given me an old Haida name. And that was Old Jot. And Joe always called me that when I made a home visit. I'd walk in the door and he'd say, Old Jot. And to me, Old Jot means boss lady. Old is boss and Jot is woman. And I'm only like 21 when I was first CHRing, and if anyone heard him, I could get in serious trouble for using that name, you know. And I'd say, Joe, please don't call me that. You know, you're going to get me in trouble. He'd say, no, no, no. You're the real cool jock. And when I received it, Henry, the man he told to hold it for me, gave the meaning. And I didn't even think that the other meaning of pull is roots. So pull, yes, is boss, but pull is also roots. And Joe Tulip gave me pull jot, which is roots woman. And that's why he just kept calling me that, but he never bothered to tell me the other meaning. So because I cared so much for Joe, I'm really honored to have that one as well. And I live with my husband, what, fiancé since 1982. We got married in 1966, and we parted for 2 years and got back together in 1980. We separated for 2 years, and 1982 we got back together. So that's about 55 years I've been with him. And every leap year since we parted, I got a knock down all out divorce. So on leap year, I proposed to him and he'd say no. That meant he had to buy me a dress of my choice. So I enjoyed that. I could get a new dress of my choosing every 4 years. And naturally, I didn't go cheap. And so we have been together about 55 years. I started dating him when I was 15. We got married when I was 16. And we are still together, and he takes really good care of me. He stands by everything that I'm into, like the Spirit Aligned. He came with me, and he's always there for me. And in my later years, I have had, you know, certain illnesses, among them cancer. And so he does everything, cooks and cleans and looks after me. And we have two children. We had three. Our first one was born in 1966. And we lost her in 1971 when she was just about to be five in a terrible accident, car accident. And she was my only child at that time. And it was quite devastating. Mm. Her name was Isabel Eve. So she's been gone for a long time. And in 1972, we got our son, Boot Otis. Eagle Fort is what his name means. And his other name is Judson Brown. He got a Bachelor of Science degree in marine biology. And he worked for 24 years for the park reserve that we have here. And just last year, he now works for the Haida Nation as a marine, looks after the marine sea life and ocean. And I'm very proud of him. And in 1974, we got our daughter, Gathagat Ewens. Her name means Gathagat is standing, and Ewens means a great, standing greatly. And passed down from my father, gave it to her from my mother, who brought me up and taught me the language. And I was very thrilled when my father, he said he didn't want her name to die, so he gave it to his granddaughter. And she got a nursing degree from UBC, University of British Columbia, quite a few years ago. She worked in Vancouver for probably 6 years. She immediately got a provincial position in health, where she was sort of the director of nursing for the province. You know, right off the bat, she said, Mom, I'm graduated. I'm going to get a job that's going to pay not anything less than $50,000 a year. And she's just great at doing that, eh? And I said, you got to start, you know, lower sometimes. You know, you aim too high and you know, that's what I'm going to get. And sure enough, she got it. It was over $50,000, but she did a lot of traveling and got to meet all my CHR friends all over BC. They all knew. As soon as she said she was Lauren Brown, which is her other name, English name, they would ask her if she knew Diane Brown. And right today, she came back home 2005, maybe, and married a Chilcotin man. And they got their first daughter in 2007. Her name is Tungwanai Satu. Tungwanai means the house on the horizon, the ocean. Tungwan is the ocean, and Nai is the house. And in our history, there is five levels of villages on the horizon, and these is where the creator lives. This is where the supernaturals came from. And I consulted my other person I learned a lot from was Nunkingai Ewens, James Young. I asked him if I could call her that, and he said that's a good name for her. And when she was 3 months in her mom dreamt that she said, I am not coming out until I have a Haida name. So I picked Tangbanai then. So she settled down in the dreams. And but when she was born, her parents were kicking around English names, and I just holding my breath. She was Tangbanai already. And then Mark's mom phoned, her husband's mother phoned, and said she must have Satu in her name. It's the Chilcotin way that every child has Satu in their name, and that means water and sun. So that she covered all her bases. She's the ocean, the water, rivers and that, and the sun. And anyway, when they got, her mother said they had to do the Satu, right away they said, Tangbanai Satu went well, and that's how my oldest granddaughters got that beautiful name. And my, and 5 years later, they got their second daughter, and her name is Hiala, and that's dancer. And she is an old, old grandma. She's 11, and she crochets, and she knits. She's very wise, loves to make bread and cakes and cookies. So that's my immediate family. I have a very large family, but those are my closest.
Thank you for sharing that.
Oh, yeah. So that's my family. And then what did I say? I said, I'm born into the Kayathlanis branch. Some people call it clan. But in Haida, we say, Kayathlanis Atikhirawaga. So that means Kayathlanis is the place. And so when you introduce yourself, you say, my name is Gwagunat, and I was born with the Kayathlanis people. And I just found out where clan came from. It came from a white guy that was writing about us. But the Haida way of saying it is, I'm born into. That's how you introduce yourself.
I love what you said about your names, that your name holds all of your history. And all of the names that you have received are so powerful and I believe very fitting. One of them. Well, thank you for sharing that. So can I ask you a question?
Sure.
One interesting question that came up when speaking with Severn, in the Haida culture, are there prophecies about this current time we are going through in the world?
Well, yes. They're not detailed, but in the beginning of time, the first time we came out of the air, and we were made out of the air. And then we disappeared. The second time we came out, we came from the earth and we were made out of the earth. This is our third time coming out. And this third time we came out of the ocean. We call that Chiakatlacha. I walked out of the ocean at Kai, just up the road, my ancestors. And my husband's ancestors came out up north. So all the clans or families came out in different areas of Haida Gwaii. All the eagle, or either everybody's either an eagle or a raven. And Spulu Jot, foam woman, brought out the Raven people. And Spolujat, Gila Kuntz is Creek woman. She brought out the Eagle people. That's who brought me out. So my ancestors brought the Eagle people out. So it doesn't exactly say why we disappeared, but I think it's probably something to do with why we're in trouble now. There's not enough people that have a relationship with this earth to take care of it in a right way. And there's very little respect, even amongst our own people. We have that oil digging people called LNG up here. And they went all over to all the coastal villages and offered them the sun, the moon, and the stars. And they hit all the hereditary chiefs. About 3 or 4 Haida chiefs bought it, sold out for like $170,000 a year. When people like that come in and trying to break up your very roots, you know, it's harmful. But we're matrilineal. And the woman spoke against this hard, very strongly. We told our chiefs, like, don't even think about it. The one chief that sold out in Haida Gwaii and Skidigit here, his matriarchs met and they took his position away for the first time in the history of being Haidas since the beginning of time. I asked my dad, I said, Dad, has there ever been a chief that didn't do it right and got kicked out? And he said, no, because in our system, you are born that way. You are born into that position. So my uncle was groomed from when he was a little boy. His mother, I would hear his mother, my grandmother, telling him, you watch yourself. The hereditaries are a little more careful now. The woman stood up and ousted this one. And so the woman, we're matrilineal, kind of run things. Yeah, so you got new things trying to spoil our system so they can get at the land, you know. They tried this, they tried smallpox, they tried pneumonia, it goes on and on. Religion, they were so sure they could break us and have our land. I mean, it's true in your country, it's true in our country, but we're still here and we're still have a relationship with the earth, most of us. So I think this time around the earth is getting destroyed, but the elder said that she never really gets destroyed. What's going to get destroyed is us. We're going to make our own selves extinct because of what we're doing. And they said the earth will always come back and heal herself. And that's possibly when we make our fourth time in. And that would be, Elder told me, the only thing left that we could come out of is fire. Wow. We'll come out of fire for this time to come. And always in the prophecies or the consequences of not respecting is pretty harsh. Like, it has to be respect. My mother said, my child, you're no more important than a grain of sand or the biggest mountain. You're no more important than the smallest insect to the largest animal. They all have a right to be here, just like you do. So you have to respect all of them and respect the land. One person disrespected Ulakins, you know, that it's a rich fish on the Nasna. And back in the day when the supernaturals were more around because we needed them, they just moved the Ulakins off of Haida Gwaii and never to return. We has to go across to the mainland and trade, or, you know, with baskets. And back in the day, my dad said they would canoe over to the mainland and they would trade for Ulakins with her baskets that his mother made. Cedar baskets, cedar hats, they liked that.
You were talking earlier about how you worked with the CHR and about some of the issues that you ran into with Western medicines and consequences that happened with your relatives and people in your community. So I'd like to ask you a bit about, you know, traditional medicines, as you are known as also one of your names is the Root Woman. So how did, you know, you learn about medicine and healing, and how can people apply that in their lives today?
I could probably make suggestions, but I could mainly say what happened to me. My mother died when I was 9. And she said, we can't let you be a child too long, too, because I'm going to leave while you're young. So we got to learn all these things, like the medicines, the histories, the relationship with the earth. There's many things. So one time she took me up. I live very close to the forest and very close to the beach. We went up behind my house here where the church is, and she showed me 4 medicines. She said, this medicine is for this, this medicine is for this, and this is what it looks like. Maybe 1 or 2 years later, my dad got a bleeding ulcer. He went to the hospital, he was sick, and so he came home and said he has an ulcer. And so she said, Diane, you go up there where I showed you and you come back with Haida Kajawai, which means little tree. And they're shaped just like a spruce tree and they're tiny. So Haida Kajawai means little tree. You go get a handful. Don't come back with the wrong kind. Don't be destroying and picking something that's wrong. It needs to be the Haida Kajawai. Now I'm like 4 or 5. I have to go in the forest my own self and figure this out. I did not want to come home with the wrong thing, I tell you that much. She was a true Uljot, we say. She was a true matriarch of the Skidans people. And she behaved like that. You didn't mess around with her. So I wandered around up there and I couldn't remember what it looked like. So I could think I must have stood there and I prayed or asked for help. And all of a sudden the Haida Kajawai was shimmering. And I knew that was the beginning of my relationship with the earth. I picked it, came home, and it was right. And my father never, ever had ulcers again, ever.
Amazing.
So that's how she taught me. And many people want to learn off me. Usually you keep it in your family line. You look at the people in your clan or family, and you pick like that if they're showing signs. And and then you pass it on. But the first thing I teach, like my granddaughters, I'm very hopeful one of them will, or my grandsons are extremely close to the earth. They're 11 and 8, the boys. And they are very close to the land. They already know how to make two kinds of medicine. Like I need what's called algun, it's stink currants. And last year, at the right time, they picked me some. And they dried it, and they made a cream. And they were then 7 and 10. So they're showing a lot of promise, I think. They already caught their first octopus last year.
Oh.
And they needed help to skin it, because you got to hang it up and take the skin off. And they called their grandfather, and he went over and showed them how to do it. And even the little guy, the 7-year-old, skinned the whole thing himself. And the oldest one got into shooting or slingshotting squirrels. And that's another guy that we don't waste anything. And we teach our kids that principle. So, yes, he kills the squirrel, but he gives thanks for it, and he insists on eating it. The only thing, it has to be cooked on an open fire for him. So he eats the meat, and he shares it with his brother and with us. And then he skins it, and he looked it up on the internet, and he learned how to treat the hide. And darn if he doesn't have a market. The artists buy, our squirrels are real little. And they buy the hides, the fur, to make eyebrows and whiskers on their masks. So he sells them for $20 a pelt. And he's got a wait list because he had to stop getting them because they got too scraggly in the summer. So he's starting again now. So that's the advice I have, is the earlier you train your children to respect and love the land around you, they're bound to have a intimate relationship, bound to do the right thing by the land. And I think that's probably the most important thing advice I could give anyone.
Awesome advice, and so true. Are there any other Haida teachings that you feel need to be continued into future generations?
Many, many, many. I wished I had the time to tell you the creation story, but it takes about an hour. And we were only in water in the beginning of time. There was only water, and there was like the loon. And the loon flew up and saw a cloud, and he broke it open. And when he looked inside the cloud, there was a longhouse. So he went in as a loon. He peeped in and he saw an old man with hair as white as a seagull. And when you hear that, you know that's the creator. So he didn't go in the house as a loon. Outside the house, he transformed himself to be human. And he went and he talked to the... No, I'm getting ahead of myself. As he walked in, he noticed a fire. And by the fire was the old man with the white hair. So he walked in and he looked down, and in the fire there was two long crystals, and they were burning. And at the time, the legend says, so he walks into the house and he notices the fire burning, and what's burning are like two long crystals side by side, and there's other crystals waiting to be put in. But here's the main part of it. This fire never goes out. This fire burns forever. And it burns for all of mankind, not just for us. It burns for everybody. And there's a great comfort in that for me when I learned that one. So he goes on to ask for land. He said they were tired of swimming around. So the next part is how Haida Gwaii got created in North America. The whole another story that time doesn't permit us to tell it now, maybe one day.
Sure. Switching gears a little bit, I'd like to talk about young women, or perhaps not even young women, just women in general. Is there like a message that you want to give women in terms of like to keep their spirits strong or to get through these really hard times that we're currently in and that all of our women really experience in the world?
Almost every question that comes up, respect is the first answer. And they teach us to teach our young girls to have respect for yourself. And that eliminates anybody disrespecting them. If they are ingrained with respect for themselves, it makes them strong. We have a saying, a Haida saying, and it was so wonderful when I first heard it. It was at a potlatch, and James Young, Nungking Ayuan, said, Asi gida khas, khenungdung yahgurung angada kha khangakish. It says that you come to this gathering, you show your own self-respect by attending this. You know how it's the opposite way. People say, I'm coming to respect so-and-so or whatever, but the way he said it was so good that you come to this gathering, you're showing your self-respect. So the respect thing is very big, and you nurture that. You nurture that in them. And once you've created, hopefully when you're young, you've created your children or trained your children to respect the earth and respect the food. And there's even trainings to how you gather that food. You have to clean yourself before you go out. Say, I'm going, when I was little, I had to go to every low tide and get cockles for her. She wasn't well, so I had to do all the running around, and ever since I could remember, I'd have a bucket and a dilgo. It's a stick with two nails on the end, and you pop up the cockles from that. But she showed me the signs when sometimes they make a bump, but not all the time. And when you're lucky, they show their eyes. And when I was really young and I'd take my friend down the beach, I would say, oh, there might be one here. But she didn't know the signs right, but I did, so I'd pretend to be magic and say, boop, there's one. And then my friend would be right to my thrill to myself. They would love it. But she taught me stuff like that. So it's one thing that nobody can take away from you once you get it. There's no man or system in the government or whatever trying to break that down or take it away. They can't take it away once you've got it in you. So that would be what I would say to the young woman. You respect yourself in all ways. Love yourself. The only thing I didn't talk about was my dream. My dream is to have an immersion school on Chayna, which is historically our traditional land. It's called Chayna, which means sunshine island, because the sun hardly leaves it. It's just right in the sun. But that island was one of the first things to emerge out of the ocean. And the supernatural is congregated on that island all the time. And so the supernaturals are strong there. And then the supernaturals had a competition to see who's going to hold up the earth. And the center of Haida world is Chayna, that island where I want to put our school. It was the first place the supernaturals went to. And Poya Gadendal, Sacred One Standing and Moving, was the one that killed the monster that was killing the people behind a lake behind us here. And then they started having competitions to see what supernatural will hold up the earth. And Sacred One Standing and Moving won all the competitions. Therefore, he won the right to hold up the world. And he's under us, and he holds it up with a supernatural white light that emits out of his chest. And that's what holds us up. And on the island, there's a pole that goes down to the center of the earth.